This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. House of Representatives set to pass appropriation bill today. CPN-UML issues whip for mandatory support. Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Rajkumar Gupta confirms Federal Civil Service Bill to be passed without amendment. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority seeks vehicle ban in high-risk areas during monsoon to prevent disasters. And U.S. President Donald Trump announces ceasefire agreement between Israel and Iran. Now, the news in detail. The House of Representatives is set to pass the Appropriation Bill 2082 today. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudil will table the proposal at the meeting scheduled to begin at 11 a.m. The Finance Bill 2082 and the Debt Recovery Bill 2082 are also on the agenda. Before the vote, concerned ministries will continue to respond to queries raised over the budget allocation for their respective ministries. Yesterday's session saw continued protest from opposition parties, including the Rashtriya Swatantra Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party. Both parties boycotted the meeting, demanding a high-level probe into the visit visa scandal and the resignation of the Home Minister. Meanwhile, the CPN-UML has issued a whip directing all its MPs to be present and vote in favour of the appropriation bill. In the National Assembly session, lawmakers urged the government to ensure the safety of Nepali nationals affected by the ongoing Iran-Israel conflict. They also stressed disaster preparedness, effective relief and rehabilitation efforts, and called for strategic planning as Nepal prepares to graduate from the least developed country category to a middle-income nation, warning of potential loss and international aid and benefits. Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Rajkumar Gupta has confirmed that the Federal Civil Service Bill will be passed without any amendments. Speaking during the House of Representatives' discussion on the appropriation bill, Minister Gupta clarified that the bill was not stalled due to disputes over the proposed cooling period for bureaucrats as speculated. He explained that the bill was temporarily removed from the parliamentary agenda on June 17 because of opposition protest and ministry-related engagements. The bill, which has been pending for nearly 9 years, was unanimously endorsed by the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee after the extensive stakeholder consultation. Minister Gupta emphasized its importance in implementing federalism effectively and assured that a resolution will be reached soon. With the monsoon season intensifying, authorities are ramping up preventative measures to ensure public safety. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, NDRRMA, has initiated steps to ban public and private vehicle movement in high-risk areas during the monsoon, if necessary. Following the second meeting of the Monsoon Response Command Post held yesterday, the authority has recommended that the Ministry of Home Affairs direct all 77 district security committees to enforce such bans as per local risk assessments. NDRRMA Executive Chief Dinesh Prasad Bhatta said the move aims to prevent disasters in flood, landslide and inundation-prone areas based on weather forecast and river conditions. Restrictions may apply on national highways, local roads and areas near rivers and streams with potential for heavy water flow. Amid the escalating Iran-Israel conflict, the government of Nepal has taken the steps to ensure the safety of its citizens abroad. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deoba stated that the government is giving top priority to the safety of Nepalese in conflict-affected areas of Israel and Iran. Responding to questions during the House discussion on the appropriation bill, Minister Deoba said the ministry had issued a travel advisory on June 15, providing detailed contact information and urging Nepalese in the region to remain cautious. She informed that the house that 885 individuals have registered their details on the ministry's online portal so far, with more registrations being recorded daily. Prime Minister and CPN UML Chairperson KP Sharma Oli has emphasized that the crucial role of youth in national transformation, warning that the progress would be slow if young people are misguided. Speaking at the second plenary of National Youth Federation Nepal's Central Committee meeting, Prime Minister Oli urged the youth to support the right ideology and leadership rather than following individuals blindly. In a separate event, the National Cooperative Federation Nepal, led by President Om Devi Malla, met the Prime Minister at his residence, Balwatar. The delegation expressed concern over the regulatory tightening in the cooperative sector. They highlighted that recent Nepal Rashtra Bank and Cooperative Authority directives, particularly the 10% deposit and 15% loan limit, are imbalanced and requested that cooperatives be allowed to begin transactions within 3 months of membership. In response, the Prime Minister assured that the government would work within the legal and policy framework to ensure smooth operation and regulation of the cooperative sector. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Newly appointed ambassadors from several countries presented their letters of credence to President Ramchandra Paudal at separate ceremonies held at Sheetal Nivas yesterday. The new envoys include resident ambassador of Bangladesh and the non-resident ambassadors of South Africa, Angola and Argentina. High-ranking Nepali officials were present during the formal proceedings. In a separate engagement, U.S. Ambassador of Nepal... U.S. Ambassador to Nepal, Dean R. Thompson, paid a courtesy call on Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav at his office in Lainchaur. According to the Vice President's Secretariat, the meeting included exchanges of greetings and discussions on Nepal-U.S. relations, focusing on bilateral cooperation, diplomatic ties, and future partnership opportunities. Now, on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that Iran and Israel has agreed to a complete and total ceasefire set to take effect in the coming hours. The statement follows a dramatic escalation, including an Iranian missile strike on Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar, which hosts U.S. troops. The 12-day conflict intensified after Israel, with U.S. support, launched attacks on Iran's nuclear facilities last weekend, claiming Tehran was nearing to the development of a nuclear weapon. Iran strongly denied the allegations and responded with a barrage of missile attacks, causing widespread damage across Israel. As reported by Reuters, Iranian officials have confirmed their agreement to the ceasefire if Israel stops its attacks, but Israel has yet to comment officially on the development. Iran has condemned the Israeli strikes launched without direct provocation on June 13 as a violation of the UN Charter. The attacks reportedly resulted in hundreds of casualties. Iran maintains that it does not possess a nuclear weapons program. Israel, though not a signatory to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, is widely believed to be the only nuclear-armed state in the Middle East. Now, the general weather forecast for today. With the influence of the monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain generally cloudy in Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces, along with the hilly regions of the country, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at few places of the rest of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Kosi and Bagmati provinces. There are also chances of light to moderate snowfall at some places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi and Bagmati province and at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the rest of the provinces. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 19 to 21 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 28 to 30 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. House of Representatives set to pass appropriation bill today. CPN-UML issues whip for mandatory support. Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Rajkumar Gupta confirms Federal Civil Service bill to be passed without amendment. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority seeks a vehicle ban in high-risk areas during monsoon to prevent disasters. And U.S. President Donald Trump announces ceasefire agreement between Israel and Iran. That's all for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned and have a good day.